I think the key to dating is you have to bring a little energy and excitement to the night.
Okay, yeah, totally. For sure. You don't want a boring night.
Right,
yeah.
You don't want to come across as being boring and mm-hmm. be willing to take a few risks.
Okay. Sure.
That's why whenever I go out on dates, when I'm with them, I always close my eyes behind the wheel for 10 to 20 seconds.
That's not...
You know, it's just enough risk to let my date know that if she sticks with me in her life, things will never be boring.
I thought you were going to say she would die. Exactly. But okay, whatever.
It's exciting, isn't it? You never know. It's the same mentality that one of our listeners, Sawyer, brought to his date. He says he took a few risks, and he's not sure if maybe they were a little bit too much.
Oh, goodness.
Well, let's find out. Sawyer, how you doing?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
You didn't, like, risk anyone's life, did you?
No, not on this date.
Okay.
On this date.
Yeah, right.
He pulled
right.
it back for this one.
I see.
So what's the name of the girl you want us to call today?
Ariana.
Oh. Ariana.
Oh, I think
I know.
Grande.
Mm. Yeah, Jose's got a big crush on Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
So
who doesn't? Come on.
How did you meet Ariana?
Classic these days, met on a dating app.
Okay. And how was that? I mean, like, you hit her up first and you guys talked about what?
I did. I hit her up first. I said I was looking for Ariana Grande, but ended up with Ariana Venti.
Oh, because she's even bigger.
Oh. Well,
I don't know if that's a...
not like physically bigger, just, you know,
probably
better.
Physically, too. Ariana is tiny. Well, that Grande girl.
Yeah, that's true. Just that you meant like an upgrade from Ariana Grande.
That's what I meant, and I'm pretty sure she took it that way. I mean, okay. She kept talking to me, so...
Okay.
At least you weren't like, dang, girl, you ain't grinding. God. You're like a big gulp.
I bet she gets it all the time, though.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Did it work?
I mean, you went on a date, right?
Yeah, we did, but it almost didn't happen, you know?
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she said she was about to delete the app, is what I mean.
Oh.
Delete the app, and then you're always back on. But it's like, you know, out of whatever
frustration,
you're always
delete
bluffing.
It Monday through Friday, upload it again Friday
exactly.
through Sunday.
You have two drinks on Saturday, boom, here I am.
Yeah. So, what did you guys do for your date?
Well, I wanted to show her that I was that quality guy, and so I booked a nice restaurant.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
And so you're going into this knowing that you're looking more for a relationship, not for just like Netflix and chill.
I am looking for a relationship, and regardless, she is very attractive.
Okay.
So if she did just run a Netflix and chill, you're not
going to
stop her.
Right.
So both things could exist.
So how did things go at the restaurant?
I mean, it started off pretty well. You know, I'm a little nervous, but we decided, hey, why don't we share a fact about each other that wasn't on the dating app?
Okay.
So she says her biological father is actually a sperm donor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's some good dinner conversation right there.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to say. I'm just nervous, so I made a joke, and I don't know if it went over well.
No.
Yeah, because that could be a sensitive topic, you know.
Of course,
what was the joke?
I said, "Well, that probably increases your chance of incest."
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, that is.
Very
off-putting. That would fall flat for me.
No, I saw that in the Chris Rock special.
No.
How did she respond to that?
Well, she didn't know what to say, so I then came back and I said, is what I would have said if I wasn't one of those quality guys.
Oh, yeah. If I was one of those losers that you dated on the app in the past, but luckily I never would say something like that
that's
on a first
kind of
date.
I think that's a good
that's
save.
Good. You ruined the room, you shot your shot, and then, like, shifted.
All right. Yeah. Is that the risk that you were talking about in your email? The risk that you took?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the risk.
Okay. Luckily, that paid off, I think.
It did.
How was the momentum after that?
I mean, she laughed and we carried on. And then after that, it was a nice walk. And at the end, we shared like a really nice kiss.
Oh,
really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what made it really nice? Yeah.
You know, I mean, when one feels right and one doesn't feel right.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's just chemistry.
Just standing there right in front of that donation clinic. Aww. It just felt right.
I think that's so sweet.
It's like your dad's house.
Yeah, it's kismet. All right, so how did the night end after the kiss? Was that it?
I mean, yeah, it was great. Walked her to her car, and it was, you know, I figured we'd see each other and then in a couple of weeks, and since then, or she's getting back to me, but like the energy isn't what it was, if that makes
totally
any sense.
I know what you mean, dude.
And that's, but that just seems so weird, because she was going to like delete the app because she was sick of playing games. Yeah. And then it seems like you're not doing that.
Yeah. So, was there anything from the night that you feel like might have gone wrong and could be the reason that she's not getting
besides
back to you?
Besides the incest joke?
Well, you know, anything worse than that?
I'm just thinking like, you know, did she find another nice guy on the app? And, you know, what's going on? So
probably. Okay. Just to be honest. Yeah. If she's an attractive girl on a dating app, their DMs are probably blown up.
Well, I don't know. We'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Ariana for you. And we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on.